to the Cork Gaming Podcast, your home for all your gaming news and just general Corkonianism. Today I'm mainlining 500% of my vitamin B12, because that's cool, you know, and I'm Eric Monster. Higgins. Yeah, I'm of course Eric Higgins, and with me I have my pals and patriots.
I'm his patriot. Oh, I want to be that guy, those guys from Elite. Patron. I want to be your patron.
Yeah.
Like, create art. Do math. I am Adrian O'Sullivan.
I'm going to be a patriot. Can I get the Irish flag tattooed across my face?
That would be painful and...
probably very stupid. I would immediately start petitioning to change the flag if this was the case.
Anyway, I'm on Spud. Always as random.
Yeah.
Weird as usual.
Today, I'll start with one that I actually haven't written down.
The jobs?
Yeah, some people in Cork have lost jobs. What was
80
it?
80 people.
Was it 80 people?
80 people. It was Big Fish Studios?
Yeah, Big Fish Games closing down their local, I want to say studio, but that's not right. It's like their call center slash R&D. Yeah, but they also had an R&D.
What games did they do?
Okay, it's like, I think it's like a subscription service where you buy loads of like small social games.
I think they're all browser based.
And you get free heroin?
No. It's like the ones I'd seen, they tend to vary, because I know my mum played some and my aunt played some. It's like it went from like a one of those basic
Candy Crush type crap thing.
No, object finding games.
Oh, like, you know, the murder mystery kind of thing.
Yeah, like lots of those, and like kind of almost like Sims kind of based, where you run a hotel or like a cafe or a restaurant, all those kinds of ones, stuff like that. But they had I think they also had an R&D section down in Cork, actually. They opened it not so long back. But no, that's closed down. About 80 people have lost their jobs, and they're fecking off back to America, I think. It's a part of a global restructuring or whatever. There's lots of people doing that.
They were only open since 2008.
I'm really surprised they were leaving, because we've actually really low tax incentives for really big businesses to try and encourage them to come here and stay. We're so low for businesses on taxes and stuff, we're almost a tax haven. It's actually ridiculous. I think that's probably somebody else's podcast and blog to talk about exactly why this is bad, but you know. But for us, we get to talk a little bit about Street Fighter and how it's not coming to the Wii U.
Which is good.
I don't think that you could probably be super competitive on the Wii U by any means. Plus, you have to have like a really great net code as well, because
yeah, and the Wii U doesn't really have that.
It doesn't have like it's very closed there online. Does it even have online, actually?
It does, but most of the time it has to be friend codes, I think.
Yeah, because it's mostly revolving around their what's it called, the Mii Plaza or something, is it?
The Miiverse.
Yeah, that's the one. With all the parks and the tiny mini-games and shit.
If you really want to be competitive with any fighting game, it's usually the Xbox 360 you should go for, because that's where all the pro players play on.
But they play PlayStation at Evo, which is makes no sense.
I think it's just because the Xbox has a bit better netcode than the PS3, Street Fighter and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Do you need an... well, it's not going to apply to us, but American people might be okay with that. You could get a League of Legends credit card. Debit card more than anything else.
Yeah, it's just something you whack money in, and it's like that 3V card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just get
points for
doing stuff with your card, not like buying stuff or anything. Like, just, it's weird. It's a weird system. Mm. It's like, just for registering the card, you get 1,000 RP. When you sign up for it, you get 1,000 for loading it, which I'm assuming is like buying your
it's
first
like
item.
It's like topping it up with $20 or something.
And 10,000 for linking it with a direct deposit account. I don't know. It just seems stupid.
Yeah.
If you need a credit card, you're not going to buy one based on a game that you play.
Yeah.
It's just gimmicky marketing.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Who's this by? It's American Express, I think, is it?
Amex.
Yeah. which has the coincidentally has the most limit-free card there is. That's the company.
The black.
Yeah,
the black card.
The black card is from American Express, which you have so to have good. A certain amount of money every year in order to just own it.
6 million, is it? You have to have 6 million coming in every year or something. Or
yeah,
something
just
like
to own the fucking black card, and it's completely limit-free. Like, you don't have a limit. Like, you can buy whatever the fuck you want.
And the only reason I noticed is because it was in 17 Again with Zac Efron. And that guy
oh yeah
and it's hilarious.
Was that the
we
black
just
guy?
Lost all our viewers.
Yeah,
no, he had a black card and you explained
yeah.
what it was to me because of that.
Yeah,
literally bought and he just went in and bought an Audi R8 with a black card.
Spider R8 Spider too. Yeah,
we got our listeners back.
Yeah, talk about R8.
Have you seen that ad for the car where it's just sitting on it's on a rolling road.
Yeah,
and it's being dyno tested, but they have the back cover of the car off, and it's just the engine exposed and the
oh,
suspension.
Yeah.
It's basically porn. Car porn. And reviewers just jumped like 700% right there when I mentioned porn.
Yeah. If you want to be afraid again, then Amnesia, Machine for Pigs is going to be coming out pretty soon.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's coming out on September 10th. Is this considered an expansion or
sequel.
Is it a full sequel?
It's a full sequel. It's like a lot better graphics and it's a completely different setting.
Oh great, I get to see my embodiment of actual fear in much higher depth. Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't want it anymore.
There was PewDiePie brought up a 3 minute kind of preview video of stuff he's done.
Yeah.
And the monsters in that, they're actually fucking scarier than the ones in the original Amnesia because they're like small little animals so you can't immediately see them.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So they're just down on all fours sneaking behind crates and everything.
Oh, that's super.
It doesn't help that they smack on doors screeching with the pig kind of reload squeal. It's like, holy shit, I need to get out of here.
I need to go home because I totally didn't.
I totally soiled myself.
I didn't soil my pants or nothing. Yeah. I swear.
I gotta go home and drink some beer and maybe hit my wife.
Oh dear, we don't condone that. We do not condone that. What's the other thing? Electronic Arts is going to be supporting this app for.
It's for an American like Sky company.
Yeah,
basically it's
Comcast.
Yeah,
and this is just to support like TV with their games or something, is it?
It's iOS games for your TV.
Ah, that's what it is. You basically can connect from your phone or iPad, I suppose, and stream it to the box. I'm assuming.
Yeah,
and then it comes up on the TV.
Yeah. Which is kind of stupid because you're still interacting with the whole thing through your tablet. So like,
yeah,
most of those games you'll be looking at what you're doing anyway. Like you have to press a specific area of the pad to do stuff. So like looking at the TV isn't going to help.
Yeah, I actually didn't think about that. I thought that this was actually kind of cool something. I know you pointed out a glaring flaw in this that I did not see before.
Hey everybody, want to see me play Temple Run? No, well tough shit. It's coming on TV.
No. Left, right. Oh god, no.
Oh, well, yeah. If it was a tilt game, it'd be okay because you could kind of judge.
Yeah,
it
but that. Other than that, no, not really.
Like a racing game, like Real Racing 4, which is awesome.
Is
that would work?
Okay.
But still, stupid idea.
Apparently, they're still making The Last Guardian.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is like Duke Nukem Forever territory now.
Yeah, it's getting bad, you guys. Well, we haven't seen a lot of it. Again, no, there hasn't been anything seen about it.
Looking at this, I thought that guy was dead.
Fumitomo?
Yeah.
No, he just moved away from Sony.
Yeah.
He doesn't work for Sony anymore, but he's still...
Yes, he does.
No,
he's been contracted.
He's still on the game, but he's not working for Sony.
Ah.
He used to work for Sony under the the company that was making the game, but he went away. So Fumita Ueda said that they're basically still working on it, but apparently it's not Sony's top priority.
I'd imagine the big shiny console that's being released soon will be.
The hope right now is that it's been remodeled, because it's been delayed so much that it's probably been remodeled for the PlayStation 4. But the fact we haven't seen anything on it for a whole while, and he has to keep coming out and saying these things, it really doesn't bode well at all for it. Like, when they have to cover this much, like, and you never see anything about it, it's really dodgy, you know what I mean? I understand that he wants to come out and then show it when it's getting close to ready, and then show it, as opposed to when they showed it originally and it obviously wasn't anywhere near done because they're still supposed to be working on it. And that was, when was that? That was at least 5 years ago. that was a long last time ago. Like,
I think that was that brief period when the Melbourne Shuffle was popular.
I don't know when that was.
Pretty crazy people.
I do remember that, but I don't remember when.
It's a long time ago, back in 94.
Fable Legends has got a release date.
It doesn't have a release date,
but it is coming out, and there's just little bits of knowledge on it, I think, is it?
Yeah, it's essentially going to be somewhat similar to Dungeonland, if you know about that.
No.
Yeah, essentially, with this one, it's that you have to have 5 characters in the game at all times. It's like, it's a multiplayer game, but if you don't have 5 people, it'll replace the people you're missing with AI characters.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But
I just had horrendous flashbacks to Armia 2. Get on top of the fucking box! Not that fucking box! Oh, I hate you! I hate you so much, shitty AI! Then you play with your friend and you're like, get on top of the box! No! Not that fucking box! Seriously! Why am I so high-pitched?
The 4 main characters, anywhere, are the hero of strength, the hero of will, the hero of skill, and there's another hero of skill. So there's 2 different ones, like one with a crossbow and one with a rapier. So they're covering like a swifty melee fighter and a ranged fighter.
Apparently it's not during the current timeline from Fable. It's actually before that. They say that
it's probably set during like the time of the first Fable.
I think it might be before the first Fable.
I don't know.
I think said it's in a time where magic was still prominent in the world, so there'd be more magic users.
Yeah. We'll see about it more, but the 5th player then ends up being the person who sets the monsters after you. So he sets out what monsters appear in which room and how many of them you fight.
So the 5th player is a dick?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Excellent. He's
like the guy who plays the touchpad in the Wii U Super Mario Brothers. So he'll intentionally block you from getting to the end.
Oh, this would be so fun.
Apparently, they want to start beta testing in 2014 anyway, so
maybe a CV going in there.
I'm probably going to keep my eye on it just because that dick Molyneux isn't going to be involved.
Yeah, he doesn't work for Lionhead anymore. Yeah.
Actually,
even though he founded Lionhead.
Speaking of betas, what's that Warcraft?
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
I really, really want to play it.
It looks pretty
cool.
What
is it? Is it a card game?
It's essentially a computer version of the card game that already exists.
It's Magic for Dummies, essentially.
Yeah. But it just looks so fun. It's only in beta, so there's bound to be like new heroes being able to be chosen for your player, and more cards as well. But it just looks
incredibly fun. Yeah. It's in beta in America right now, and a lot of people are actually streaming games of it, and it looks pretty fun.
I'm amazed they're allowed to do that.
You can do that a lot.
It's hilarious though, with when you're watching videos of it from like Day 9, Total Biscuit, Husky, Starcraft, Jesse Cox, and WoW Crendor, you just see the strategies they could do, but they spend all their time talking, they're using up their turn, explaining what they're thinking of doing. And you just go, use the fucking cards. Stop trying to explain your strategies, going back to other ones, and then going back to explaining the other one. Why are you taking over a minute and a half to explain your strategy? Why don't you just fucking do it?
That'd be pretty boring. I'd just be like, yeah, I beat him.
It's just a case of, they don't have to keep going back and forth between explaining what their strategy is.
That's any Let's Player playing anything.
You have to try and talk to the viewer a little bit.
In terms of
just because you understand doesn't mean everybody does, like, you know.
No, but it's like, I could do this. I could play that card after this one. But no, I could do this one because that one has a smaller cost. But no, I might have a better chance of doing this one. It's that kind of stuff that pisses me off. It's like...
Yeah. If we're talking about betas, you will talk about the one you're on.
I'm probably able to talk a little bit about it, but I probably can't go too much
into it. You're playing the beta for Infinite Crisis right now, aren't you?
God, it's so good.
Yeah, you're probably able to talk a tiny bit about if it's good or not or anything like that.
Like, I'm not sure if it's going to be anything tournament. Even though they are doing their own little tournaments themselves, but it's more just like a fun little game where you get to play as your favorite superheroes. Although, oddly, Superman still isn't in it. But I've played 6 games so far and won 5 of them. And I played 2 of them as Zatanna, who's actually incredibly powerful, even though she's labeled as a support
character. Are you allowed to tell us who the characters, what characters are in it?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Considering a bunch of YouTubers have probably already covered it, like Angry Joe.
Okay, go on.
Played as Poison Ivy, who's another support, but she is much more the support because she's very about healing, especially AoE healing.
Okay, that's weird. Because Poison Ivy is the exact opposite of that, but anyway.
Gaslight Catwoman. Holy shit, the amount of damage she can do in a second. Because it's one of those cases where she gets stealth, she appears behind someone, and then she melee attacks someone once, a third of their health gone. Her and Nightmare Batman need to be a little bit nerfed. Because every time I fought against a Nightmare Batman, he's just jumped me and killed me and gotten back from, I'd say, 10% of his health to 50% of my health because he's just draining my blood, stealing back his health, and then I'm dead. Who's the other characters I played? I played Atomic Wonder Woman. She was a bit difficult, but apparently she's very strong, but I didn't see it when I played her. That was the only game I lost. And who was that one other character I played?
Lantern? Arrow? I'm just naming DC characters now. Solomon Grundy? I don't know.
I think it might have been standard Batman.
Oh, okay.
But it is a very fun... It's just a very standard fun Batman. Game.
Just Batman. I'm Batman. Funny I've got the greatest superpower of all. Money.
Oh, yeah. It is actually funny where that game when I played Atomic Wonder Woman, we had 3 Batman in our team and we lost.
Too much money.
Batman. Nightmare Batman and Gaslight Batman.
I don't even want to get into it right now, but I fucking went off the internet for 2 days doing nothing, doing something else, and then I come back on and I find out fucking Ben Affleck is Batman.
Oh, God.
What the fuck happened there?
Sure enough, he might make an alright Bruce Wayne, but no, not Batman.
You guys are idiots. Let's move on.
Sony, they've confirmed that the game Rain is going to be coming out on October 1st. I'm actually looking forward to this.
Yeah, that looks great.
That's October 2nd, actually, here in Europe. It's supposed to cost €13.
So it's going to be...
Which I find kind of pricey.
It's going to be a digital download.
Yeah, it is. It's an indie game,
by then. It is a bit pricey, but I would have expected it to have.
It's the same people who did... Tokyo Jungle and something else. I can't remember the other game that they did. I can't remember the other game.
Jules.
No, that's a different people. That's a different people altogether. People will probably be excited to know that X and Y is going to be playable at PAX Prime. It's probably going to be the longest queue there is at PAX.
One of the longest, anyway. Because there's bound to be other games that people are going to be super excited for.
Yeah, there's the ones I know about right now are Wii U titles, so that's...
Holy crap, PAX Prime is that soon?
Yeah, it's PAX Prime is going to be running from the end of August. So next weekend, yeah, August 30th to September 2nd.
I thought that wasn't going to be for another month.
No, there you go.
Nice.
So Super Mario 3D World is going to be there. The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Well, they'll all be on the convention floor, apparently. That's just for the Wii. I didn't actually...
Nobody cares about the Wii.
Find any information about any other games, really, that'll be on the floor. But X and Y is there, so, like, yeah.
People will probably be looking to see if there's any other Mega Evolutions that we're waiting to be
hiding. I'd say there'd be a very specific playset. I'd say you'd be able to walk around a bit, talk to some people, and then fight a battle or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, probably be like...
From what I know, anyway, you get to experiment with the Mega Evolution system, specifically with Mewtwo. hopefully in the next, was it, month and a half that that Pokemon is before it gets released, they'll reveal much more of the Pokedex, or they'll probably just say, no, we're leaving it that. You're going to have to discover the rest of the Pokedex yourself. Fair enough.
We'll all know by after the fucking second or third day anyway, so.
Yeah.
Diablo 3's first expansion is coming out next year, which is Diablo Reaper of Souls.
And the enemy for that actually looked really cool in the cinematic.
Yeah, I saw that actually.
The concept that how he reaped souls was great.
He sucked them all through the anus.
No, he stole someone's life essence, and then that soul turned to water.
It's genuinely a thing in a movie. Boba Hotep, look it up.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Movie.
I have yet to watch that, but I know it. Go on. Sorry, we interrupted you about Boba Hotep.
Well,
we interrupt you to bring you this update.
Watch Boba Hotep. Hang on.
There's a mummy in a nursing home going around sucking out souls through anuses.
You know who could beat this mummy? Fucking Elvis Presley. That's literally the entire premise of that film. Elvis Presley fights a mummy. Boba Hotep.
It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Okay, Angel of Death anyway. The
Angel of Death reaps souls. Apparently in the cinematic he turns the soul essence into water and then that water gets flushed away, but it's like the water actually takes the form of the person before they get washed away. And it's like the really cool double sickles. It just looks so cool. Even though I'm not going to be fucking caring about Diablo 3, that cinematic was awesome.
Yeah, there is a new class involved and a couple
of Crusader.
Yes, thank you. I don't know what makes him different from anybody else.
He's essentially a paladin.
He heals.
But he's
and
not
he
a paladin.
Key.
Yeah, he's more armory.
It's essentially a paladin with holy magic, but has a sword and a shield.
Okay. Microsoft said more about Killer Instinct and various little prices you might have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
As we know already, we talked about it before, about it being a free-to-play, technically, depending on what kind of pricing structure you wanted to go with. It's free-to-play with one character, and that's Jago. I say the name, but I don't really know it. So
pricing is that you can get all 8 characters, even though there's going to be 6 at launch, for $20, and that comes with all of their stages. But if you pay 40, you get all the characters, all the stages, extra costumes, and the original Killer Instinct.
Nice.
And interestingly, out of the new character they announced was Chief Thunder, which he actually looks like a boss. Like, not natural game boss, but he just looks so
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they technically revealed the 5th character, even though I don't think anyone actually knows who she is. Because she's like, when she did her stage entrance, she kind of came in on these kind of spider webs or strings, and she just had these kind of claws on her fingers. So I think she might have something to do with puppetry. I don't know.
Okay,
it's all I really know about her, just because of that stage entrance.
Yeah, so you could buy it in stages or buy each character for £4 or something like that.
I think it's £5 or each.
£4, €5.
Yeah, so
for each character.
In reality, you probably should just buy the fucking Ultra Edition and just get it out of the way.
Yeah, well, like, it's an extra €3 for all the characters and all this shit. An extra €3 for all the character outfits and shit.
Yeah.
It's like one character extra. You're paying for the Ultra Edition as compared.
Yeah.
As compared.
No, the costumes is the 40, the 40 to 1.
Yeah.
All the characters is just the 20.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know how you feel about the fact that Elder Scrolls will be subscription-based.
Yeah, no one's going to play it.
No one's going to play it because it's subscription-based.
Exactly.
Or Just because...
I think the reason they gave for it being subscription-based is because you'd see a lot of games that they come out, they're free to play, and then they stop bringing content to the game. They want to make it subscription-based so that they have a steady stream of content on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, or a steady stream of good content.
No one's going
to... Well, the basic monthly charge isn't actually that much. It's €13.
It's the same as Warcraft, really.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's
okay.
I guarantee everyone has lost interest in this because of this, because no, everyone's over the whole fucking pay monthly system. It's...
But even the cool one that is coming out, Wildstar, that's going to be subscription based.
I don't think they've actually said what their thing is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw something about it that it'll be subscription based to start with. Unfortunately,
I'll have to actually look that up because
yeah.
I haven't heard anything about
yeah.
the payment thing.
Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 is going to be out on the 25th of February next year.
In the US.
In the US, and then 28 over here. So that's actually probably about the 25th here as well, because when it comes out in the UK in the 28th, we normally have it on the Friday before that, if that's a Monday.
God damn you, where's the calendar?
No, that's next year, so I'm not even going to look that up.
You just add one. No,
yeah.
no, add the other. What? Shut up!
Recently, there was some information hacked for League of Legends.
It was old
account information, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was 120,000 transaction records. And this is from 2011. Apparently, you're only really compromised if you actually made transactions back then. So,
yeah, and I don't think you're even compromised because it was encrypted information.
Well, they could encrypt, unencrypt it.
Yeah, which would be
well,
more...
We were all forced to change our passwords all the time.
Yeah, it was a global password.
And I keep forgetting to do the new password, so I keep putting in the old one. And it's like, fuck. Wasted like
they're thinking
seconds.
About...
My password went from 8 digits to 18 digits. I use 2 passwords. My second one is 18. I never realized until I was actually typing it in. I was like,
I have to say, when I was doing my new password, I actually laughed because when I was typing in one of the other passwords I used, it was like, oh yeah, this password is too weak. Wasn't finished yet. Went into another pair. I was like, oh, this password is perfect. And then I went one digit over what it said was good, and it goes, oh, this password is weak. How is it weaker by being longer? Mm-hmm. What the
because you went 1, 2, 3, 4.
my usual other password is like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's like 14 digits long, and somehow that was weak.
I don't know. Well, anyway, you all got a change, is forced to change over, and I think they're looking at a new security system to come in.
This stuff happens a lot. Han was hacked a couple of months
ago. Yeah, they're trying to push some funding behind themselves there now. They're going to put in some money into a new security system, a two-stager.
Yeah,
like,
they should work into a new client as well while they're at it.
I think they might be looking into a new client, yeah.
Because that thing is really outdated.
I think the client will be with the new security system. I think they want to have a two-stage security check.
Hopefully.
Because that's basically standard at this stage almost, to security stage check.
Because their current client, it just breaks down so much.
What, their servers?
Yeah, it just causes them so much hassle.
Is that because they're trying to take on the stream themselves in order to have a more balanced ping but throughout everyone, is it? How do they work that?
I think it's a central server because their ping actually does fluctuate quite a lot.
Hmm.
But I'm not entirely sure. I don't have a clue. I don't want to say. I could be wrong. Why am I wrong? Oh, God. I will say, though, I've only ever had one match ever where I had more than 100 ping, which is quite good.
There's a bunch of launch stuff after happening just recently. This would be because Gamescom was just on last week. Well, yeah.
It's kind of wrapping up now. It's not quite finished.
Is it not? Okay. So Gamescom, and they've both announced lots of things now. What I found interesting was that they talked about the PlayStation 4's launch titles. And in amongst its launch titles, it didn't say a whole lot about the in the exclusives it was actually going to have in amongst its launch titles at all. But they did talk about the indie exclusives that they had and that they gained, and I think some of these are actually supposed to be out about launch day, or if not the next stage, you know. So like, talking about what the indies PS4 have first, and then I'll explain a little bit more about the other stuff, is that it has N++. This is a ninja based platformer. Guns Icarus, some people would know this, I know the name myself, which is a steampunk universe online thing. Have you, you would know it, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
It's essentially you pilot like airships into battle.
There,
you have to have multiple people on the ship able to keep it fixed
yeah.
and firing and all that.
Okay, cool. And that's just for the PS4 itself. Now there's a cross junction with some PS4 and PS Vita, but they'll be on both, with a Wasteland Kings being an exclusive for them. That's from Vlambeer, that's their new game. The top down shooter with the ranch. Hotline Miami 2 will be exclusive for them, which will be cool. Binding of Isaac Rebirth is going to be exclusive for them. That's another roguelike. And another roguelike being Rogue Legacy is going to be coming to them as well. And Volume, I don't actually know about Volume, but this is from the same creator that was, of the person who did Thomas Was Alone.
Oh.
Yeah, now, talking about the actual, let's say, AAA exclusives for the two. Now, I guarantee you some of these are overlap, but it almost looks like that the Microsoft one is stronger just by AAAs. But I'd wish that the PlayStation 4 had talked more about that some of these indies might have been on their launch, because it actually would have bolstered it much better, easier for them, because they are supporting it very well. It's going to be... Okay, so Assassin's Creed...
These are the Xbox One titles.
Yeah, so Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. I'm pretty sure that's a crossover for both.
Yep.
That's going to be on both consoles. Battlefield 4, pretty sure both consoles. Call of Duty Ghosts,
both
consoles. Crimson Dragon, which
Xbox
is...
Xbox exclusive.
Which is an Xbox exclusive. And if I remember right, that's like a spiritual successor to Panzer Dragon,
yeah.
If I remember right.
The Panzer Dragoon.
Dragoon, yeah. Dead Rising 3,
exclusive
I think
Xbox.
Is exclusive. FIFA 14, it'll be on both consoles. But, interestingly enough, what came up recently is that they struck a deal... Xbox struck a deal with the people for FIFA, and it's going to come packaged for free with the Xbox One.
Nice.
But only if you pre-ordered it. I only just found that out the other day. I knew they were going to package it, but I just saw them passing. If you pre-ordered Xbox Ones, you were getting a free copy of FIFA 14 with your Xbox One. No extra charge.
That's kind of cool.
And you get
that's
that.
Bounties,
and you get that.
People.
And then you get that. And that headset. We mustn't forget that that headset actually got included not so long back. Fire away in, I'm not
exclusive.
Really sure.
It's essentially a Kinect game where it's like Ubisoft, like, oh, this is what it's like to fight in a game.
Oh, it's a.
So it's
Kinect,
essentially BS.
Yeah. Okay, so Forza 5.
Best game ever.
That's exclusive.
Best game ever.
Just Dance 2014. I want to say that.
Ever.
That's
no,
that
it's
one.
On both.
It's on both, yeah.
Killer Instinct exclusive.
Killer Instinct is exclusive. Lego Marvel Super Heroes is probably on both.
Yeah.
Loco Cycle, that's an exclusive.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Madden NFL 25, I'd say that's on both.
It is on both, yeah.
NBA 2K14 and NBA Live 14. I didn't know there was an actual distinct difference between those two, but they'd be on both. Need for Speed Rivals, I actually think is an exclusive. I can't remember if it's on the PlayStation or not. Right now.
No,
oh,
it
no,
is.
It's,
no, it
it's on PlayStation as well on launch day.
Oh, holy shit. Shit just got real. Peggle 2
Peggle
on
2.
The Xbox One.
That's an exclusive for Xbox One. Power Star Golf, I think that might be Xbox. That might be a Kinect game. Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, that's exclusive.
Amazing.
That's exclusive. Skylanders, Swap Force, that's on both of them. Watch Dogs, I'm pretty
both.
Sure is on both.
It's on both, but it's also going to be on the 360 on the PS3.
Yeah, it's awesome. Zoo Tycoon, I don't
it
know.
Might be an exclusive.
I think
because
might,
that was
Zumba Fitness is World Party is exclusive as well, though.
Well,
so that's not actually that many.
Basically,
that
everything
they're having
we've
exclusive.
Read, everything we've read out except for Killzone, Drive Club,
One,
Knack.
Yeah, Knack, Drive Club, and
Killzone. Shadow
Killzone.
Fall. Are the exclusives?
Are the exclusives for PlayStation? So
Microsoft has a stronger exclusive line.
They've just slightly edged out with the amount of exclusives they actually have for Microsoft. But what their argument really is with some of those things that each might have is that they have more exclusives to DLC or extra content and stuff from day one, you know?
Yeah, similar to how with the very first Arkham Asylum, only PlayStation had access to the Joker levels.
I think PlayStation have access to some Indian levels for Assassin's Creed 4 and stuff like that.
Hmm.
The girl, do you know the girl? I think it has extra levels for the girl from the Vita one, because it's a girl on the Vita for Revelations.
New Orleans.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The Indian guy was from a comic.
Oh, yeah. I think there is some Indian levels. They have... I know definitely that PlayStation 4 has some exclusives for Assassin's Creed anyway. I don't know about Watch Dogs. I'm pretty sure one of them has something extra. I can't remember which one, though. And what else is there? Well, Dead Rising 3. I heard that you can combo cars now in Dead Rising 3. As well as weapons, you know, you could cobble together weapons all the time. You can now cobble together like bits of car and weapons or some shit. So you could put a Jeep and some chainsaws or something. I didn't really read about the mechanics. I just know you can do it.
You just saw a chainsaw car.
A car that could be upgraded. I saw like there's combo cars and that's all I saw about it. I didn't read about it too much, unfortunately. apparently, it's going to be free to publish games for developers. You can self-publish games to the storefront on the Microsoft Xbox One.
That's interesting.
So they've changed their mind yet again.
Yeah, still.
About that particular aspect. Because they're going to give them some dev kits and then you can self-publish.
Hmm. There you go then.
And apparently you'll go to the storefront like everybody else. Like all the other big boys, but
except Meat Boy.
I'm kind of skeptical about it at the moment. Yeah, if they can kind of arrange that, how that's going to go down. I don't know. Some people are quite disappointed that Notch isn't making his space simulator game.
It's probably just fucking exhausting for him.
He's trying to make another open game, and basically what he's come to realize is that he had loads of time and no pressure in order to make a big open game like Minecraft, and then didn't really have to do a whole lot of work after that because everybody mods it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, you've lots of freedom, but everyone knows who he is and everybody's watching him all the time for while he's making this, while he was trying to make this new one, so they were waiting on him, like, you know. It makes it way harder when you're trying to do that shit. So he got kind of sick of that. But he made another little small game for like a jam or something recently. It's like a zombie shooter thing. And he spent like a week or whatever. And he said, I really enjoy doing that. It's the first bit of programming he'd been doing in ages. So basically he's not going to do any more open games like Minecraft or like the Space Sim. But it's there if one of the other workers from Mojang wanted to do it, he said, or if anybody wanted to do it, really.
To be fair, he killed it with Minecraft, so he can just step back.
So basically what he's going to do now instead is just make smaller...
Fun games
for himself, because he likes programming, he likes making games, and he does not want to make games, but he just doesn't want to make a big one and make a big fuss out of it. Like, he just wants to make games for himself.
Did Scrolls ever actually get released, or was that just a beta that they did a while back?
I don't think it got released yet. I think they're still working on it.
There's actually a bunch of people who did like that game, so...
I think they're still working on it, because there was a trailer not too long back. Yeah, I can't remember when.
Chances are that'll make them some money from that game.
I know that actually they took some Redditors took the game up in all but name. They're basically going to make this game, but it's going to have nothing to do with Notch or any of his code or anything. And they're basically making the same thing anyway. They've just gotten together and decided to make it because it's such a good idea. And he's not making it. So.
on a related note, download yourself Kerbal Space Program. I reckon
is it
like
free?
It is, isn't it?
I don't know.
Alright, quick bit of Googling right here.
On other notice, we know the launch date of the PlayStation 4 is now November 15th in the US. And the 29th here in the Europe. In the Europe.
In the Europe.
Essentially, we get it 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
It's not
fun. Gives a shit.
Or you could get it imported from the US, whatever.
Yeah.
If you happen to be on the. If you happen to be on a list of some variety, which you're probably not, because I think they've sold out basically everything on the pre-orders at this stage.
In the end, it's probably worth waiting about 2 or 3 months anyway.
Oh, it's $23, dude.
Oh, yeah. Kerbal Space Program's $23.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Also, buy Divekick.
Wait, why is there a free download for it, so?
Because it's illegal.
No, literally, it's on Softronic.
Maybe it's a demo.
It might be.
Let's see, other news is that Infamous Second Son is going to be out in February.
I would say if that had been a launch title for...
It would have sold that PlayStation 4 easy. Like, it would have just ruined Microsoft.
It's never really been a... They never released it to compete with other games. I think they tried to deliberately release it in like a dry spell of the year. To try and just be like, yeah, it's all of the money. We would not be making this at this time of the year. Money.
That's also a possibility.
Yeah, maybe it's just that it's not done, which is fair enough.
Mm. Oh, I need to read out this next bit of news because it's really important.
It's the most useless piece of information ever. Go on.
Yeah. The DualShock 4 will be available in both Wave Blue and Magma Red.
They're ripping off Pokemon.
Yeah, which actually infers that the consoles might be different colours as well.
No.
Because they've never released controllers.
The only thing that would do with the Wave Blue.
Like, literally, official controllers are only released in colours that
match
a console.
Maybe later on, but it's definitely on launch.
I'm guessing that has to do with just that light that comes up at the top of the controller.
No, it's not.
Entire controller.
I've actually seen the two of them. It's like a bright blue and a fairly bright red, like full all the ways around the controller except for the buttons. Like,
whoa, that sounds so crap.
It
looks amazing.
It actually looked cool. When I looked at the pictures, I was like, wait, special colors for the controllers besides black? And I was like, actually, they kind of look boss.
I have to see them for myself.
It's still going to be... You're going to have to pay for it anyway, so like
you're gonna have to buy an extra controller anyway.
Yeah,
so it's nice to have the option.
Yeah, you'll never get confused.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look, I own the red controller.
Yeah.
I own the blue one.
Yeah.
Let's race them. I don't think you grasp how controllers work.
Shut up and race.
Run a drag race.
He'll never fight. Hey, we saved your gamecock, but he'll never fight again. Oh, he'll fight. He'll fight.
He'll win.
Sony have announced that basically Microsoft is coming to everything PlayStation.
There we go.
Do you want it on your PlayStation Vita? Boom, it's going to be on your PlayStation Vita. Do you want it on your PlayStation 4?
Did you say Microsoft?
I don't know anymore.
Minecraft. I have it on my phone. Pocket edition.
PE. Minecraft PE. Are there creepers?
Yes.
I don't know. I've just been...
I don't go out at night.
I've basically been digging holes.
I don't go out at night.
That's when the monsters got me.
Wow.
Moving on.
That was interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a thing where... Some of the games are crossing over from PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. Now, there's probably some similar on the Xbox, but I don't really know about it that much. So, do you know, say, like, Watch Dogs is one of them, or Assassin's Creed, I think, is another one.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so if you bought that for the PlayStation 3, and then you bought a PlayStation 4, and you wanted to play it on the PlayStation 4 because there's no backwards compatibility... You might be getting that game for cheaper if you wanted to buy it for a PlayStation 4. Is basically what's happening.
Ah.
There's like an upgrade thing happening, but Sony's deciding what that price is. I don't know how this exactly works, but if you have the game, and assuming you kind of like it registers that somehow on your account, and then you buy PlayStation 4, you want to play it, you pay extra money to play it on the PlayStation 4, but you won't be basically buying a brand new game. Does that make sense?
I think a lot of it will have that's weird actually, because I'd imagine it'd be a large download if you try and upgrade to a PS4 version, because you're not going to have any of the existing stuff from the PS3 disc, because like presumably
it's a different
format. So,
yeah.
So you're not going to be able to get anything off the PS3 disc. So I don't think it'd be worth it in the long run.
Maybe.
It's a cool little stopgap though.
Yeah, I'd just be interested to see what Microsoft is doing, because I don't actually know what Microsoft is doing about that, like, because they have overlap as well. So I assumed it was going to be a cloud thing, because I know all the PlayStation 4 games are going to be on the cloud anyway, as well as the hard copy.
Well, yeah, but you see, you'd have to, well, yeah, but it would be like, it's not going to be cloud.
Yeah.
It'll just be like a little, like your game settings and saves will be on the cloud. The entire game will have to be
downloaded.
Like.
So, today, since we don't have as much news, we're going to talk about fighting games.
Hey, it's not the length, it's how you use it.
It's all about the girth.
Girth. That ain't no penis, that's a long dick. You're gonna learn today.
And there it is. That is
what's
the title.
What's our penis game for today?
That's the title as well. I think that actually might be my title. I'll
what,
to
you gonna learn today?
You gonna learn today?
Oh, goddamn it, Spig.
What are we doing right now? I can't remember what I just said I was doing. Well, fighting games.
We were just going to talk about
how... Oh, cool. We're going to fight.
Yeah. I'd fight and win.
I need to get onto my bookie. One sec. Hey, Andre. What's going on?
Essentially, we were going to talk about our personal five favorite fighting game characters from any fighting game we feel like it. Just our five.
Pick a fighting game.
Have our reasons for why we like
Let's go with Tekken. That seems to have the most amount of characters.
Steve is the best character, and if you disagree, you are stupid.
He doesn't kick.
Exactly.
He is Balrog.
He does kick.
I've made him kick. Mm-hmm. He does the wake-up kick.
He has an open X, a kick. He has
technically not a kick.
He has a kick.
He's launching himself foot first at you.
No, literally.
He hefts
not
his
the
leg
wake
up, like,
not,
he really
not a
does.
Wake up kick. The one where he's on the floor and you're walking towards him and he does the one leg kind of.
No. He has like a rising kick as well. You know, if you press up and X, it's like a really slow kind of like, kick. It's like he half jumps kicks. It's like, Yeah, that one. That's a great one not to use against his actual anybody in a real fight.
So, Steve, best Tekken character. Moving on, Street Fighter.
No, this is not how that works. There is no them. That's your favorite character.
Best
King
Street,
is
best
mine.
Best Street Fighter character? Best Street Fighter character? You don't know who the best Street Fighter character is?
Ryu?
Go and tell you right now.
You have to wait until
Go
it's your
tell
turn.
You right now. Evil Ryu.
You've literally never played Evil.
Yeah, but he looks awesome. So Tekken. Probably not Steve, actually. I was picking a ridiculous character. who would have been more ridiculous? Roger. Oh, God, Roger.
Mm.
Has anyone actually played Roger to any degree?
No. Well, Donna has.
Yeah.
God, he loves him.
Yeah.
That man, look at him doing the spinny finish. He won't punch ya. Oh, he won't punch ya. I don't. But, I don't know.
Lars?
Who are my... No, I don't like Lars. I can play him, but I don't like him.
Jinpachi?
No.
You played Jinpachi for Tekken Tag.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's King. King, probably... King, fuck. King...
Jin.
Maybe Jin. I'm not super sure.
Oh, Miguel. It's fun characters that you enjoy. It's not like I am best with King.
I am best with King.
King is my favorite character.
I destroyed you last week with King, for fuck's sake.
You got a fucking double perfect on me, you bastard.
Yeah, I was fucking drunk too.
Drunk as hell. I'm sorry that this is America.
And then we sobered up, we got up, and then we whooped your fucking Street Fighter. You were fucking pumping us as fucking grief, and then we got up and we'd learned our lesson.
Grief.
Yeah, it's and grief.
Geef.
Zangief.
Yeah, I know. Because you were griefing us at Zangief.
Right. Fair enough, you didn't explain your joke.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
For me, my best character is probably King. For playing purposes after that, probably...
Jin.
Maybe... It's either it goes between like Jin or Kazuya, but mostly kind of like if I was playing for fun, it would probably be Law or Anna.
I play Nina a lot.
Yeah. Or Nina even, yeah. Nina Williams.
I don't know, who's my go-to fun? Konamitsu. Konamitsu is when I just don't give a shit. I just want to play and have fun.
Actually, the fun one to play normally is kind of like a Yoshi. He's spinning around the gaff.
I always end up
hurts
just,
himself.
Yeah, no, I literally just end up doing the door knocker, which is like the double punches and forward, you know, where he kind of slaps you with the hilt of the sword.
Yeah.
But he can combo it, and I always end up just like doing that to empty air, and then I fall over.
Okay. Oh, what about Bob?
Bob is skin Bob, Slim Bob. Slim Bob is fun.
He's just retardedly quick, like.
Yeah.
You've played Steve a lot. You played Lars. And
we are an international businessman.
We're a high-powered businessman. King's the lawyer. Jin's a record producer. He likes to get little young girls on a couch and guarantee them a rise to stardom. Jinpachi's
a plantation owner. Yeah. He got a white suit. He's a cravat and everything. Dude is balling out of control.
And then he shoots a laser out of his chest. That's the end of that fight.
We're taking anyway, but it's usually me playing Leo.
Yeah.
Because he's a faggot and cheap. Well, no, actually, it's a woman. Sorry. Well, she's cheap.
No, it has good... The thing is, she actually has cool high to low combos, and that's what it is. Like, or is it low to high?
It's low to high.
It's both.
It juggles well. That's the reason Jin can be a bollocks, because his combo chain often could be high mid or mid mid high low. It's like a weird set of it depending on what you're doing, especially with AO. It's similar.
Yeah. What's there? Yoshimitsu anyway. Jin. I'd say Miguel and John as well.
Oh, and fucking John.
John, we forgot about John. Yeah. Unknown, also a fun character.
Can we actually play Unknown?
Yeah, you can play
Unknown. I really like Angel.
Well, you like Devil Jin. You played Devil Jin for a while.
Yeah, you like lasers.
I'm a fire in my
laser.
I'm a fire in my laser.
Just back away from that topic.
To be fair, you
what are the characters we don't play? There's lots of characters we just don't play.
Roger, Ogre, True Ogre, Mokujin,
Jack.
Sebastian.
Wait, Jack? Jack is fun every once in a while.
No one really plays Lily either.
I play
Even
Lily
though Lily's
every now and
really
again.
Good, like
yeah.
I play Lily when I get frustrated and I just want to beat something really fast.
Horong.
Oh, we play Horong. Horong's a good guy.
Bake, we don't play as much.
Yeah, he has better punches.
We all hate Christy.
I was nearly Christy racist Andy. Again. Bruce. We don't play Bruce. I nearly said the black guy. There's only one in the entire game. Surely
no, there's three.
Come on. Bruce.
Four. Eddie.
Latino.
Tiger.
Tiger?
Yeah,
yes.
Tiger. Eddie's the guy who trained Eddie. Fucking Raven.
Tiger. Okay. Both Latinos. Raven is... I don't know. Okay, he's probably black. Yeah, there's two.
Christy's
Latino.
She's not Latino.
She's from Brazil.
Okay, that's not Latino. You're not getting that at all.
Well, it's not black.
It's
either.
Literally Latin America.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah. Latin America is next to America, so.
Latin America was next to America, but then it got low.
What's a. No, that's basically it.
There's not a lot of black characters in fighting games.
Probably not, no.
Like, thinking about
Armor King is black.
Oh, yeah.
He's proper black. Well, isn't he meant to be like a luchador from Mexico?
No.
He's
meant to be from an... I think it's some kind of Mexican tribe.
Yeah,
but his skin is black.
Yeah. I give you that one. So three out of like a roster of 20-something... Ethnic diversity, my ass. The Asians and the white people are just stealing all. Actually, there's another one.
What, Tekken?
Yeah. Isn't there?
Raven.
I'm just trying to think. No.
Raven, oh, Bruce.
Oh, maybe I counted Bruce twice.
Yeah. Tiger, fucking Eddie, Christy.
No, I think it doesn't matter anymore.
That's it, yeah. And there's, I think, is there only one in Street Fighter then, is there?
Thingy.
Balrog.
DJ.
DJ. Oh, Balrog. DJ. I forgot about DJ. And I just remember the other boxer as well.
Oh, and Viper.
What?
Viper, not really.
Viper would be like...
a mixed American, like... Yeah.
But, oh my god.
Like Viper. Yeah, see Viper. She's not like she's...
She's black.
No, she isn't.
She is.
No, she isn't.
She is.
What's the other guy? Not Balrog, the other boxer. What's the other boxer's name? Dudley. Oh,
Dudley.
Dudley, Dudley.
See Viper is not black. He's incredibly white.
Dudley is black.
Dudley is black.
Dudley, oh.
See Viper
See
is
Viper's more white than the fucking Dudley is.
No. I'm not having this.
Right, we're going to be throwing on Street Fighter before you leave, wrong.
I think...
this segment has died.
Yes, it has. I think on a slightly less racist note, we should end this week's episode with that.
I do apologise. I got the ad. I got the ad.
Ad?
Yeah, I got the ad.
ADD? With fits of racism?
Oh, no, the ad with the Tourette's.
Isn't that just called Tourette's?
We shall see you next week. Oh, no, we won't.
I don't, we're probably busy next week. I don't think we're going to actually have a podcast next week, and I don't know about the week after that.
Oh, because you might be with the...
Yeah, I might be moving. I don't know where I'm moving, so if you see a post up about any kind of temporary hiatus, just wait a run for it, and then we might be back in some form or another, maybe. So, out of what for now?
Yeah, but I'm busy googling Dudley. Oh, he is a black Briton.